Search and recovery crews are still scouring the Red Sea in hopes of finding more survivors of yesterday's ferry disaster. An Egyptian ferry carrying more than 1,000 people, many oil workers among them, sank while en route from Duba, Saudi Arabia, to the port of Safaga in Egypt. Lindsay Wise is covering the story for Time magazine. She's in Hurghada, Egypt, where survivors are being taken for treatment. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And what are some of the numbers that you've been able to find out today?
Well, numbers here have been, you know, all over the place, but the latest ones that I've heard is over 300 who've been saved, and then there's, you know, many more who are still missing. And numbers, I think we're going to have to wait in the coming days to see just exactly how this falls out. The Egyptian government and security here is often very tight-lipped about these things, and you find that they can fluctuate quite a bit. But I know that at the hospital in Hurghada, when I was there until about 6:30 this morning, Egyptian time, there were about 136, I was told by the doctors, being treated there for minor injuries and exhaustion.
Now, you've been at the hospital, as you know, with survivors and their families. What are some of the stories that they have told you about what it was like to be on that ferry, and particularly, say, a scramble for lifeboats and life vests?
Well, it really sounds like a horrific experience. Many of them spoke about realizing that there was something wrong first when they woke up in the middle of the night and smelled smoke. After that, it seems that there was a lot of confusion. The crew, a lot of people have complained, did not act very professionally. There was a lot of disorganization, and many people ran to, you know, both inside the boat to escape the fire and got suffocated by smoke and ran back upstairs. And on the deck, the boat started to tilt, apparently, to one side, so many of the passengers went to the other side to try and keep the boat level. And one of the things that many of these survivors have complained bitterly about is the fact that the crew kept, apparently, kept the boat going towards Egypt for over an hour, possibly several hours, after the fire first broke out, trying to put it out. And when they finally failed, and one of the final engines failed, and the boat flipped over, people went jumping off the side of the boat and, you know, swam for lifeboats. Apparently, there weren't enough lifeboats, and some of these small lifeboats were packed with as many as 50 people.
And there were differing accounts as to whether or not the ship sent out a distress call. Is that any clearer today?
Well, I happened to hear on Egyptian television that one survivor was claiming that they've been trying to send out distress calls, but no one had answered them. I think this is still a question that's very much a mystery, actually, and we'll have to see in the coming days how the investigation plays out. I know that one thing that was really stressed for me, again, speaking to the survivors, was the fact that they felt that if the boat had been turned around, they were only an hour and a half, apparently, outside of Saudi Arabia when the fire began, and if it had been turned around at that point instead of going on, many of them felt that they would have survived. More people would have survived.
And what do you know about reports that that Egypt refused offers from the British and U.S. Navy that had assets in the area to help out and rescue in the first few hours?
I had heard that, that they had offered to do that and that they had been turned down. But again, I haven't been able to independently confirm that report.
Okay. And President Mubarak is offering $5,200 to each of the survivors?
Yes, he's been actually in Hurghada here visiting survivors today. And he is calling for a quick investigation into the causes of the incident. This is unfortunately not the first time that Egypt has experienced this kind of a ferry disaster. There are many ferries that go between Saudi Arabia and Egypt carrying workers who are sending their salaries home to Egypt but living abroad in the Gulf. So many of these people actually on the boat were day laborers and were coming home to see their families, some of them after as long as 5 or 10 years.
Reporter Lindsay Wise for Time magazine speaking with us from Hurghada, Egypt. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And it's 18 minutes past the hour.